Nando's, the home of peri peri chicken.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up on Hits 92.9. In this catch-up,
a discussion on the pros and cons of vaccination.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up on Hit 92.9 with Heidi Anderson, Xavier Alice and Ryan John.
Now, we've got 1 week of AFL left to go in the regular home and away season, and personally, I haven't spent more time on the AFL ladder predictor than any other website in the world at the moment, because I'm going through all the combinations and stuff. Yeah. But first of all, Zave, Freo, they didn't have a lot to play for on the weekend. It's fair to say. It's sort of, have you ever been in a side where you sort of, you know, the finals chance is done and dusted, and it's just all about pride, or you're just always a winner?
I was lucky. I never played in an ordinary team.
You were a winner.
We missed the finals twice in 11 years. One was my first year in West Coast, so we missed on the last round of the day.
Far out.
Wow.
And the other one was after we won the premiership in 2009.
Yeah. There would be a fair
after
bit
after we won the premiership.
No, like, so we won the flag, then missed the finals.
Yeah, so, but is there a fair bit of, surely it'd still be a lot of pride and you just want
to pay to stack.
Yeah, you're getting paid, you got fans turning up and you just want to do a good job.
Yeah.
So Freo, they're in the game early in the second quarter, and then
they're leading.
Then what happens, Dave?
Geelong kicked 23 goals straight.
Whoa. So that's a lot, isn't
it? It's diabolical.
How did
158 to 25. Fremantle at quarter time were on 20.
But what I find interesting, right, is so last night I was watching the news and Ross Lyon's question to the journalist was, how long does a rebuild take? So he actually put that out there.
Well, he had a fight with the journalist.
Yeah. So, and then all people like commentating this morning, I was reading the paper, The Game, which comes in the West Australian, and a lot of commentary on like to allow opposition to kick 23 unanswered gold is an absolute disgrace. That was Port Adelaide Premiership player Kane Corns. We know it's not done in 3 years. If you ask head office, they know it takes 5 to 6. Well, that was Ross. What's your take on this?
Well, I was lucky. Our rebuild, we won a flag in our third year. So that was very quick. Yes. But Alistair Clarkson's, and Ross Lyon's a pretty good coach, but he's not Alistair Clarkson. Alistair Clarkson's the best coach in the league by the length of the straight. His team last year were garbage, Clarko's.
Yeah.
And now they're sitting third on the ladder.
It's unbelievable. So what happens now? Is there going to be all the chat about is Ross Lyon keeping his job?
No, he's contract. He's a good coach, I think, but he's not. He's never won a premiership or anything. But he's.
Yeah. So is it his team?
Well, it must be.
Well, 23 goals is a lot.
But there's 23 in a row is. I'd expect West Coast Cowan to kick a goal against Geelong in a run.
At least one.
One.
Yeah. Let's move on to West Coast. So West Coast is in a weird position where they'll probably end up finishing second anyway, but yesterday would have guaranteed a home final. And I feel like for West Coast, and Dave, tell me if I'm wrong, but West Coast finishing top two is a huge advantage because that means all the teams got to fly over here to Perth.
Yeah, huge advantage. They played well, but I mean, they lost Jack Darling in the first 5 minutes of the game or whatever. So they're one short. Melbourne had a lot to play for. Obviously, West Coast did as well. But Melbourne are a good team.
So who was playing for West Coast? Because they've got a lot out
yeah, no
of
Nick
the moment,
Nat,
don't they?
No Nick Nat. No Gaff.
Yeah.
No Kennedy.
No Jay.
No Darling.
Yeah.
But they had their chance to win. They hit the front in the last quarter. But Melbourne are too good.
All right. I'm putting it to you right now, Zave. Kennedy is hopefully coming back. Jack Darling will be fit soon. Can West Coast win the premiership in 2018?
Yeah, absolutely.
You still got your money on it?
No, I've got my money on Geelong and GWS, but I still think they can.
Yeah. All I know is it's going to be really exciting. And like I said, I was booking, my girlfriend's got a thing down south, and I was trying to book a weekend away in September, and I'm like, I'm not booking anything away.
Yeah. You're a Hawthorn supporter, so you expect they could be possibly coming to Perth.
Well, I hope they don't have to, because obviously you don't want to come to Perth to play West Coast, because West Coast, in the new stadium, the atmosphere and the noise of West Coast playing in a final, it would be very hard to play against, I would have thought.
But the grand final's always at the MCG, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it would just be the week before.
Wow. Yeah,
the 2 weeks before, yeah.
2 weeks before.
But I just want to sit down and watch every single game. Like, I'm in. And I was at Bunnings yesterday at about 1:45.
Yeah.
And the people streaming out of Bunnings being like, get out of the way. The game's about to start. Like, everyone's like fully invested.
I was at Cafe Alexa up near Joondalup, and the guy said, we are always dead when there's a West Coast game on in the middle of the day. He's like, well, there's just no one around.
Well, I'll tell you what was good. And I was just thinking about it then. When Freo were the best team in the comp, when they were on top of the ladder, and West Coast were second, the vibe was unbelievable. So hopefully Freo can rebuild, because the stadium each week full. I mean, the Fremantle crowds are still turning up, but not full like West Coast every week. If they can get back up the top of the ladder, the vibe around the footy and stuff at the new stadium will be amazing. So hopefully the rebuild, and as the question you asked there, how long it takes, how long is a bit of string? It stops once you win a flag, so it can keep going for 20 years.
Come on, Freo. I've got you back.
I hope they do well. Yeah. I actually do enjoy Freo.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Last week throughout Perth, billboards were put up about vaccinations and what's inside a vaccination. Da, 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 da. Now, on Channel 7 News, this is what they said about it.
This man walks along Brisbane Street. He then disappears. And so does the wording on this anti-vaccination billboard. Over the next few minutes, he writes his own answer to the question the billboard posed that sparked heated debate and calls for it to be pulled down. Do you know what's in a vaccine? Was the question. The vandal said, common sense.
We are talking about vaccines on 131060, but I want to take you back to a few years ago. There was a young baby boy called Riley, who sadly passed away at 32 days old from whooping cough. His mum, Catherine Hughes, joins us now. How long ago was it, Catherine?
It was 3 years ago, but it really feels like yesterday.
Yeah.
I remember everything.
It would be, and I know you've become famous, quite famous, because of in Riley's legacy, I guess you could say, and in his name, you're talking about your story to educate people on why they should get vaccines.
Yeah, look, it's something that we're so passionate about. Obviously, you know, witnessing Riley die from a disease that he was too young to be vaccinated against himself, it just really, I guess, motivated us to spread that message as far and wide as we could that vaccines save lives.
Now, that's the thing, Catherine, too. For the novices out there, Riley was 32 days old when he passed away. And it's not just important that he's vaccinated or the child's vaccinated, because you can't be vaccinated until a certain age. The importance that everyone else around them is up to date with their vaccinations, and especially whooping cough and that sort of stuff.
Exactly. A lot of people don't know that the whooping cough vaccine wears off. So it's recommended every 5 to 10 years for adults to have one, particularly if they're going to be close to little babies. And then, of course, the other thing that we learned about when Riley was sick in hospital is that it should that pregnant mums should also be vaccinated in their third trimester, and that provides a lot of protection to little babies.
So how do you feel when you drive past these signs or you see things on TV or blog posts about people who are so passionate about not getting their child or themselves vaccinated? How does that make you feel?
It's really frustrating. I think in terms of the billboards that are going around at the moment, there's absolutely no issue with the question. You know, there's nothing wrong with wondering what's in a vaccine or what's in medicine that we have or food that we eat. I think that's fine to wonder those things. But for me, what irks me is the fact that you've got this link to an American anti-vaccine website, and they're not just anti-vaccine. They encourage people to say no to chemotherapy. You know, they say influenza is good for you. They say vaccines cause autism. So a lot of really dangerous medical advice on those websites that it links to.
Well, Catherine, we are, like I said, grateful that you can chat to us this morning. I have followed your story, and I know a lot of my girlfriends were really pushing for all of their friends to get vaccinated before they came in and, you know, and visited their babies. So you are definitely being heard. That's on the East Coast, and lots of people are supporting you. So thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much, guys.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you. And 131060 is our phone number.
Absolutely. And we'd love to hear from some anti-vaxxers out there who I personally don't think it's a good cause being an anti-vaxxer. I think vaccinations are crucial and proven to be quite crucial. But if you are an anti-vaxxer, 131060, give us a call. Or if you've just got strong opinions on the vaccinations and the billboards that have been described as dangerous and misleading.
Yep, 131060 is the number. And thanks again to Catherine. I actually had no idea about the adults getting vaccinated around. That's like, I feel
I've just sent a group text to my family.
Same.
Yeah.
You get it before you come
get
over.
Get the whooping cough done.
All right, 131060, your thoughts up next on Hit 92.9.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
It's important information here. We are talking about vaccines on 131060, aren't we, Zaves?
Yeah, we are. Just because of last week, the billboards popped up throughout Perth, the anti-vaxxers, and the website was taking people to dangerous places where I don't know a lot about vaccines, but I mean, for mine, I think too many people jump on Google and do their own Google research. And I was saying earlier in the break then, I can Google how to fly a plane. It doesn't mean I know how to fly a plane. And yeah. I think these anti-vaxxers get on Google and read up a couple of blogs and go, you know what, I'm pretty knowledgeable and in the right position to make calls.
I haven't been to medical school and done 7 years study, but I have read one blog post.
I think like that is the thing about the way the world has moved in, like there are so many people that can have an opinion online. But there was a bloke called Aiden who hit us up on our Facebook page when we put this out over the week, and he said, I used to get them religiously until my last one 2 years ago became really ill and the system crashed twice. GP confirmed it was the vaccine in my case, so now I hate them. Don't believe in them, and neither does my partner. We're having a baby in 4 weeks, and we've been even discussing which needles will be going into the baby, and trust me, it ain't a lot.
Well, yes, some mama bears out there might know. So I think you can't get into certain schools now without showing your vaccination slips and all that sort of stuff. And if you don't know what vaccinations, what you're vaccinating against, which I didn't, it's measles, mumps, rubella, whooping cough, chicken pox, meningococcal, influenza, and all those sort of dirty, grimy diseases that we are trying to avoid.
Well, let's go to Gosnells.
Shivana?
Shivana, is that your name?
Yep, that's my name.
Beautiful Hello. Name. What's your thoughts?
Oh, look, aside from my family and my boys and my, my husband, I'm really, really, I'm really emotional about it. I'm actually quite passionate about vaccinations. It just irks me so bad that people that have absolutely no understanding not only spreads message that's completely false, but they put other kids and other people's lives at risk. Mm. Like, I just don't understand how people can do that.
So it's kind of like when they're putting their child, they are putting their child first by saying, okay, I don't want to vaccinate, but then if you're putting them in, you know, public and stuff like that, that's when you're risking other people, and that's what you're upset about.
That's right, and I understand everyone wants to do the best for their kids, but you've got to base that information on solid science at the end of the day, and there is absolutely no science backing the messages that anti-vaccination send. Mm. I recently had the misfortune of talking to someone that was anti-vaccine, and I just couldn't understand. They were talking about how it was totally fine, it was fine to get measles and all of those diseases. And if that ever happened, then they'd go to the doctors for support. Well, hello, the same doctors that you're going to go to for support when your kid gets sick are the same doctors telling you to vaccinate to prevent it. Mm. It's just so hypocritical.
Yeah. Well, Shivana, we appreciate your call, mate. 131060, we'd love to know what you think about anti-vaccinations.
Well, let's go to Tim. What's your thoughts, mate?
You
there, Tim?
How you doing?
Hey, Tim.
Yeah, sorry. How are you?
Good, mate. Now, where do you sit on where do you sit with vaccinations?
I think I'm a bit on the fence. I think it should be up to it should be an individual right whether you vaccinate your children or not. I've some of a partner, and he has autism, which wasn't really prevalent until his vaccinations. He had high temperatures for 4 or 5 days after being vaccinated, and that's when the first signs and symptoms of autism sort of presented itself. There's no real sort of direct link to say that it is caused by it, but it definitely helped to bring out.
From what I gather, Tim, in about the 1980s, a doctor wrote a piece, quite a triggering piece, arguing that injections and stuff cause autism. Yeah. And I think it has been debunked, but I mean, it is one of those times where obviously you're vaccinating your child at the same time as the child's developing and showing personality and that sort of stuff. So in your case, I understand it must be difficult to go, well, he had a fever after it and then he was showing signs of autism. Yeah. But my belief from what I've gathered, and I've got a sister-in-law who's a doctor, is it just sometimes is a horrible coincidence in timing.
Yeah.
Because I think having read through some of the articles and that have come through, like there is a theme of some people having the autism, but you're saying that it's just coincidence. They're saying that it's just coincidence.
Well, from what I gather, and I did speak to the sister-in-law saying, and she, there's been 200,000 people tested and whatever in a research piece, and debunked it, but the doctor who I think has lost his medical license, and I could be wrong, after he wrote that piece, I think he's been deregistered as a doctor in the 1980s. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, thanks, Tim, for your opinion, and all the best with your
absolutely.
Child as well.
Yeah.
Let's head to Isabel. What's your thoughts?
So I'm a little bit on the fence. But my reason to be against is when my sister was little and she got vaccinated, She actually passed out. The nurses had no idea what to do with her. They told my mum to lie down in the back of the car and just take her to the local doctor. Still hadn't woken up by then. When she woke up, she didn't know what her name was. She didn't know who mum was. She didn't know where she was. That's only one reaction. So
That sounds like negligence, Isabel. The fact that they said, "I'll put her in the back. She'll wake up soon." Like to me.
I thought that they weren't at the doctor's, that she passed out on the way home, or she surely wasn't ushered into it.
She was at, you know, the ones you get when you're really young at school.
Oh, God, I hated those.
My little brother passed out on a seat in front of everyone, and he put on a show saying how hard it was going to be to make it look like it was hurting, and then he actually passed out. He worked himself into such a state.
Far out. Well, up next on Hit 92.9, we're going to chat to a pharmacist. Because obviously they're kind of, I mean, there's so many professions caught right in the middle of this.
Yeah,
we'd love to hear from an expert.
Yep, and 131060, if you've got any more thoughts, keep your calls coming through.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
We are talking about anti-vaxxers because there's been a lot of chat in the, well, for the last few years, really, but it's come to a head because there's all these billboards around town.
Absolutely. 131060, give us a buzz. I am very, very pro vaccines, and little Clive will be having every injection that is recommended to us by those in the medical industry who
Even
have done the research.
Aren't. Give him everything. Just put it in.
He'll come out with a six pack. But 131060, give us a call now. And if you're an anti vaxxer, we'd love to hear from you.
All right, let's go to Hammond Park. Luca, what's your thoughts?
Hey, Luca.
Hey, mate. Basically, as I was just saying on the line before, you guys were talking about that guy who did the original vaccine cause autism study.
Yeah.
He did have his medical license debunked, by the way.
He did.
He did a bunch of dodgy things in order to get to that study. It was all paid for, all that sort of stuff, right?
Yeah. Yep.
But my thing is, would you rather have a kid with autism or would you rather have a kid who is alive? Autism is not inherently a bad thing for someone to have. Autistic people are beautiful people. It shouldn't be something that we're afraid of because we want to put everyone else's kids at risk because we don't want our kid to have autism. I just think that's silly.
Correct. Because some of these absolutely serious infections obviously lead to death for these poor little kids.
And you've seen some of these heartbreaking photos, like with social media, the photos that have come out with like babies with measles, like I'm talking covered in measles, and to want to see that you're okay with like your baby going through that, like it's just heartbreaking.
Now, Vin is in Como. Vin, what do you do for a living?
Yeah, so good morning. So my name is Vince. I'm a pharmacist.
Yep.
And I've worked at PMH for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I'm in a position to comment and provide some clinical insight into the serious complications of infectious diseases.
Please, because none of us actually know what we're talking about. And I mean us as in society, because you've been to university, you know what's going on. So what's your thoughts?
Yeah, so, I mean, the infectious diseases that are largely preventable by vaccinations are deadly. And the thing is, even if a child was to survive, and so an unvaccinated child was to survive, say, for example, measles, there are long-term complications that are largely preventable, such as, you know, essentially brain damage. Mm. So, you know, for example, there's a lot of talk and, I guess, misunderstandings about vaccine formulation and what goes into a vaccine. So essentially, the ingredients within vaccines are denatured, or they're essentially a component of the infectious disease itself that's had its infective sort of protein removed.
Yep.
Essentially allows our immune system to recognize it, so that in the case where we actually see the disease again, or our immune system sees the disease again, we can sort of prevent it from taking hold.
Fight it, yeah.
It's sort of like priming our immune system, essentially.
So, Vince, you've worked around children, that sort of stuff. How do you react when there is a young child who is unwell and hasn't been vaccinated? Is it hard to not, I don't know, give your own personal opinions on things towards these parents?
Yes, I mean, largely as a health professional and as someone who, you know, has a deep care for children, it's very important to not be judgmental. And, you know, I'm always having the presumption that the parents always come from a good place, wanting to do best by their children. I'm firm on that, and I believe that with all my heart. But essentially, it's more the anti-vax movement that's of greater concern, that's actually spreading the misinformation, and they often prey on the vulnerabilities of parents.
Yes.
And that's where the frustrations largely sort of stem from.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, Vin, we so appreciate your call, mate, because like I said, it adds, because we can all have our opinions and stuff. And like I said, I think what he's saying as well, like not being judgmental, and then we can all get our points across.
Yeah, of course.
That parents are probably just doing what they think is right, but follow
professionals.
Well, like, that's been researched for years and years.
If someone came to us and wanted financial advice, Ryan, you've done your financial degree. You're the one.
I've studied for years in finance, but I would still say,
but you know what I mean?
But also still go to someone who knows what they're talking
If someone
about.
Wanted to learn how to kick a football, they'd go to Heidi Anderson. But you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Everyone's got skills and have studied and researched and are professionals in certain industries. I think too much airtime are being provided to those with limited knowledge.
Absolutely.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Usher. 8:30 this morning, yes, on Hit 92.9. And speaking of the great man,
Hit 92.9 and Frontier Touring presents R&B Fridays Live 2018. Usher, Salt-N Pepa, Lil Jon, Genuine, and so many more for one night only. Coming to Perf's NIB Stadium Friday, November 9th. Tickets from Ticketmaster, 11 a.m. today.
Salty. Is it real good? The Salt-N Pepa.
Yeah, 13, 10, 60 is the number. We just want to hear why you're salty and whoever's got the saltiest stories.
All my mates are so salty.
Are they?
Oh, with age, we're just getting really salty on the world.
You're angry, agitated, you're upset.
Yeah.
And today, to just kick things off, because tickets go on sale at 11 a.m. today, we will have two double passes for R&B Fridays Live, and then you will both go in the draw for a meet and greet with Salt-N Pepa.
Zave, do you want to introduce this caller and where they're from?
Ashley from Cockburn. Sorry. Ashley from Coburn. Sorry, I did say that other word by mistake last week.
Oh, read the prompt.
Yes. Sorry, Ash. And you're salty with someone at the moment?
Yeah, I'm salty with my boyfriend.
Ooh, why?
Oh, tell us, Ash.
So I work and study full time, so pretty exhausted. He's FIFO. He's coming home this week. I asked him to do some handy jobs around the house, and he goes, oh, nah, babe, I'm going to go to Bali on a boys trip.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you'd be pretty salty.
I would be salty as well. So he's going on a bender with the boys in Bali.
Sounds like it.
So hopefully you can win those tickets.
Yeah, and not take him along.
And then he'd be salty.
Boys trips.
Let's go. Got something to say?
No, nothing at all.
Sounds like you got something.
No.
Let's go to Allenbrook, Victoria. Who are you salty with?
I am salty at the moment at my company that I work with and the boss. I've recently just been moved stores to a different location, had a big going away dinner. Basically, they've moved me there because the store manager is going away on holidays to Italy for 3 weeks.
Oh.
And they're making me in charge. But then when she gets back, they're moving me back to my old store. So it's a surprise for nothing.
And you had a big going away party.
You're missing 15 days of work and you get a going away party.
Yeah. And did you know that? Like, oh, you get a going away party just for 3 weeks, Victoria? Or did you think you had it in the bag for the job?
Well, I threw my own going away party because it's such a distance away. It's about an hour's drive.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Thought that'd be fine, and then they've changed their mind and sending me back.
Oh, God.
So that salty is just something, little things. Like, imagine if, for me personally, I live a minute from the studio.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if work said, righto, we're going to be out of Mandurah for forever? Yeah, that is.
Oh, mate, I wouldn't want to see Xavier Ellis or hear Xavier Ellis when they told me that.
An hour drive.
I don't, well, there you go, Hides. I don't think you would see or hear Xavier Ellis.
There'd be a line into the house. Don't worry about that.
Let's go to Beckenham. Tori, what are you salty about?
I'm salty at my partner because he just spent 5 weeks in Europe, and then we had to spend the day at the shops and at home sort of out everything because he lost his phone and his wallet and his money's mile away.
Oh, gosh. So he came home, like, empty. And you had to fix it. Yeah, that's what happens when they go away with the boys.
They come back broken.
They come back broken.
I am disheveled.
Broke and broken. All right, finally in Two Rocks, Jane, who are you salty with?
Hey, Jane from Two Rocks. You're with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan.
How you going?
Good. Now, who are you salty with if you want to get in the draw to win?
Okay. I think this is a pretty big one. I am salty with people who drive in the right-hand lane in a dual carriageway and sit under the lemon limit
yep.
and don't pull left, and they've got a heap of traffic behind them and no one in front.
drives me insane.
So how are you when they're sitting on the speed limit at 100? Does that irritate you as well when you just want to take over?
Absolutely. Yeah. Sorry, I can't swear. I get very wild, yes.
I was down south on the weekend, Jane, and had that for about half an hour.
Oh, it's frustrating because you can't overtake.
Oh, the white Commodore. I was very close to just giving him a little nudge to move over.
I'm glad you didn't.
All right. Well, we've got a lot to choose from here. We've got Jane, who is annoyed with drivers who are going slow in the right lane. We've got Tori, whose partner came back from Europe broke, and now she has to spend all the money and buy everything. Victoria is salty at her boss and her company for moving her. She threw her own going away party. Then 3 weeks later, they brought her back. And then Ashley from Coburn, who instead of her boyfriend helping out around the house, he's spending his days off from FIFO on a bender in Bali with the boys.
Oh, I reckon Ashley's definitely got a double pass.
Yeah, I'm a tick for Ash.
All right, well, let's get Ash. Well done, mate.
Woohoo!
Congratulations, you're in the draw also for a meet and greet with Salt and Pepper.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
A party, considering he's going online.
Exactly, yeah. Mate. We'll see you on November 9, and then I would either say Victoria or Jane.
Yeah, I'm similar.
Jane's fallen
Jane's
off.
Jane's gone. Victoria.
Victoria, well done.
Woohoo, thank you.
Congratulations, mate. You are going in the draw to meet Salt and Pepper, but you've got yourself a double pass for November 9.
Awesome. Makes my hours drive for a month so much better.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Well done. Well done. We will be doing this every day this week. So yes. If you want to get some tickets to R&B Friday Live, just when you get salty at someone at work today, just go, oh, you actually might have just won me some tickets.
Yeah, maybe you poke your boss, and then he snaps, you're like, bang, 13-10-60. I'm super salty.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
All right, 13-10-60, give us a call right now. We want to know what hasn't improved over time. It might look flash and fancy, but it's definitely not practical, a la the work cubicles.
For the blokes.
How'd you just go then during the song, by the way?
Well, I don't even bother using them anymore. I stand in the actual
toilet.
The toilet part. I stand and lift the seat.
So you're talking about they used to be back in the day, like the big stainless steel trough.
On the wall.
And they'd chuck the big soap in there.
In you go. And it's always a bit of fun too, walking up and down, like making sure every part of the trough got nailed.
Yeah, you can't miss the spot.
Is that more the problem here, not the new little ceramic
No, the rebound. It looks so fancy, but the rebound is horrible. I literally stand in the kitchen 15 metres back so that I don't get the rebound on me.
I've got one that hasn't improved. So airport security has gone like crazy in the last 20 years, right? Like you got to take your shoes off and this and the scans. However, with all that security, they still just have the bags coming around when you pick them up.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's the least secure thing of all time. Anyone can just walk in off the street, grab up the bag off the conveyor belt, and they think of all that security, and they can't even improve the most important part.
But also grab whatever they want off there, but they can also put whatever they want on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, good point.
Yeah, you walk in and you
put
can
a bag
anyone
down and
anyone can get into departures.
Yeah. Jade, what's
Arrivals.
Going...
that's the one I needed.
Jade, what's going backwards?
Children's discipline, just general respect of kids these days towards adults in general.
We spoke about this, Jade, over lunch after a few wines on the weekend, talking about disciplining children, and I got a little clip every now and then as a kid, and so did everyone else on the table.
Yeah.
And we said we never, ever, ever see a child getting disciplined anymore.
They rule the roost, you reckon, Jade?
Oh, totally. I mean, kids, they don't do anything wrong these days. You know, you're not allowed to smack them. I mean... But it worked for me. I mean, if I yelled at my dad or my mum, a quick clip in the face, you know, in the back of the head would sort you out, and you wouldn't do it for another 6 months, maybe.
Do you think that's why there's so many little brats now? I feel like all these kids are little punks.
Oh, at the shops, you see them screaming at their parents for a toy, and their mum's like, it's okay, you know, I've told you. It's like, it's clearly not working.
Yeah, I had the wooden spoon.
Yeah.
Always. And until Kim, my mum, broke it a fair few times on the bench. She was like, I will whack you with this. And then we would be like, then run off.
When I grew up, this is the last time I was ever hit by mum. It broke on my backside.
Oh.
And I looked at mum and said, I think we might be done with this stuff now. You know what I mean? Like, okay.
So you're half the problem. That's back chat.
Exactly right.
Yeah, no back chat. Give me another spoon, bro. Hey, let's go to Byford and Denver. First of all, awesome name. Second of all, what's going backwards?
Right. I've got the name, but I haven't got the money or the voice. All right.
Now, Denver, what do you reckon's gone a bit backwards in time?
Well, the topic you just had is very true. You know, education and discipline things got backwards. There's more serious seen the net that's gone backwards. The Fremantle Dockers. They've got a new stadium. They've got a new area to play in. They've got a new uniform. But, mate, that team has gone backwards and I've had it.
I've had it.
I was a diehard. I used to support the Eagles. I switched over when the Dockers came on. And, mate, this year's it. If they don't get rid of Lions, he's definitely got them going backwards.
Well,
get rid of Lions.
So, Denver, if they stick with Ross Lyon, Denver, would you switch back to the Eagles, considering they're in a bit of hot form going into September?
No, I'll probably end up supporting some other club. It's a shame to say that, but I can't hack it anymore. I'm a soccer coach, you know, so I know what it takes to bring, you know, the players up to their performance level.
Well, we've got to send Denver in to save the Dockers.
Denver for the Dockers.
He'll be playing the halfback flank this Sunday against
Well, coaching, it sounds like he knows how to coach.
Let's go to Kelmscott. Luke, what's going backwards?
Oh, good day, guys. Yeah, look, my missus. She was good at the beginning and it's just gone backwards ever since.
Why? What's happened, Luke?
Oh, do we have to go into detail or?
We don't have to go into too much detail, but, you know, she used to cook for me and clean up and now I get home from work and it's like, sort yourself out, mate.
Now, Luke, if your beautiful missus was on the other end of the line, would she potentially say you've gone backwards as well?
Or potentially with my weight, yeah.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Ash London, who hosts the night show here on Hit 92.9, had a sit-down interview with Usher.
Yes.
A one-on-one.
I feel bad now that you guys weren't invited.
Well, this is the thing, isn't it? You, Xavier Ellis, reckon, well, us three, we were all left out in the lurch and Ash London got to meet and chat to Usher. And then you're saying now that
behind the scenes, I went and had the one-on-one.
So we didn't even need Ash London's chat.
Not really. I have a personal connection to Usher, so that's how I didn't go through the Hit Network. I sort of went through my other contacts.
Who is your other contact?
T-Pain and the boys.
So am I just pushing play on this?
Yeah, hit play on the interview, mate. It's going to be a cracker.
Yo, what's up? Yeah, it's Usher, baby.
18 Billboard Music Awards. 8 Grammy Awards. 75 million records sold worldwide. And now, one of the best-selling music acts of all time. Sits down with one of Hit 92.9's best interviewers of all time. Usher and Xavier Ellis.
Thanks for coming by, mate. It has been a long time between drinks.
I gotta tell you, it's worth the wait.
Usher, it's just a special time when we get together.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, it's always a unique and organic party every time that we're together. Like, we've had history, we've made history.
Now, mate, what's your relationship like with the Australian women?
You know what? I love tasting the country's best. You know, bring it.
Let's talk footy for a second. Do you know anyone down at Fremantle?
The Pavlova.
Oh, yeah. What do you get up to with him?
We get together to do yoga.
Yoga? That's interesting. Anything else?
We get together and we have game night. We play charades. We kind of break off into different groups. And sometimes it's the guys versus the girls. People bring their wives, girlfriends by.
Are you sure it's games night and not a swingers party, Usher?
And sometimes it's just, you know, every man for himself.
Thanks for your time, Usher. Look forward to catching up again at R&B Fridays Live.
And I'll see you there. Yeah, man.
Well done, Xavier Ellis.
That was a long flight to LA just for the minute and a half. But, you know, Usher was a lovely man.
He sounds like it.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Let's get into it, guys.
Last calls. Let's go. Come on.
All right, 13, 10, 60. We finish up the show any way you like. Let's head to Southern River. Scott, good morning.
Hello.
Hey, Scott. What have you got for us? You can finish the show however you like.
Well, on the telethon weekend in the kids' carnival, I'll be doing my second treadmill challenge, which will be 50 kilometres.
Wow.
So I'm asking everyone to collect their 50-cent pieces between now and October for my 50 cents for 50 kilometres to donate towards my telethon total.
Good on you, that's Scott. Awesome. Now, you've done it before. Where can people find you online to donate some cashola?
Well, scottsgreatwalk.com Perfect. Is my page. So, yeah, I'll awesome. Also be in the kids' carnival with a stick man that you can put the 50-cent pieces in.
Awesome.
So,
yes, beautiful. Oh, good on you, Scotty. Thanks for being an absolute legend.
What a little legend.
Let's go to Banksy Grove. Anthony, what's going on?
Yeah, g'day, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Hello,
good,
Anthony.
How can we help?
Yeah, mate. Look, I went and took my son to the West Coast Eagles versus Melbourne game yesterday down at Optus Stadium. First opportunity to take my boy to a footy game.
Oh, how was it?
And, yeah, it was fantastic, mate. Obviously, the result wasn't what we wanted. You know, the umps, I won't go into that one. But
it's all about the umpires, isn't it, Anthony?
Yeah.
You know what else, West Coast fans, you know, the umps don't like us too much. But anyway.
How old's your kid, Anthony?
He's seven years old. So it was our, first footy game. Managed to get in there and, had an absolute blast. Real proud moment, taken to our first footy match. And after the game, Jamie Cripps came over, gave him an autographed ball and, it was a real proud moment. Sort of,
awesome.
Shed a tear. I tell you what, remind me back of the old days when I used to go with my old man. So, it was great.
That's beautiful,
I was
Anthony.
Thinking that the other day because I saw these little kids playing soccer and stuff and I just thought just how, like, a bond between dad and son, like that first footy game or that first whatever, how cool it would be.
Bit of nostalgia.
It's absolutely amazing. It's, like I said, brought back to the days with the old man and seeing the smile on his face when Crippo came over and, handshake and a high five and a big smile, even after they lost and, you know, the fall that Cripps had and, you know, landed straight in his scone, I think it was the second quarter and, managed to chuck a big smile on and, made my boy's day and my day as well. So it was awesome.
Awesome.
Oh, Anthony, you're a great guy. Good on you, mate.
Zave, have you actually thought about that moment where you get to, like, take Clive to his first game and stuff?
No, not particularly, but we actually did argue over the weekend which team you'll support.
Because Em's a Dockers and you're a West Coast.
Well, I think you'll be a Hawthorn little supporter. But it's up to him, of course. But no, I remember as a kid walking. Mum and Dad used to have a house about 50 metres from the MCG. And if we were lucky enough to go, because I actually live 5 hours from this city, if we were lucky enough to go over to the MCG just to watch like the last half or something, because often timings were hard to get to.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
Such an awesome moment.
Let's finish with Lisa. How do you want to finish the show?
Two drums and a cymbal fell off a cliff.
Yeah?
Boom.
Lisa, thanks for coming. Good on you, mate.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch up on Hit 92.9.
Nando's, the home of peri-peri chicken.